And that is a first chapter of The Vestige by Tim Graves.
Tim Graves, and this guy's got talent. You may not have heard of him, but I'll bet you will soon. He's available. His book is available at enovel.com.
Right. Well, we've got a caller here. If you just hold on 1 second, I figure out how to use this switchboard again here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. You calling about the trivia question?
J.D. Salinger stands for Jerome Davis Salinger. I mean, David.
That is correct.
That's correct.
You got halfway there.
Halfway. How about C.S. Lewis? What's C.S.?
C.S. Lewis?
Yes.
No clue.
Okay, well,
Charles Stephen?
I'm sorry?
Charles Stephen?
No.
You're halfway there. Do a little more research and give us a call back, and if you got the answer, you win the gift certificate.
What is your name?
Kim.
Kim, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Give us a call again.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Halfway.
Halfway there, but, so all you trivia buffs out there, you got half the answer. She gave it to you. We just need to know what CS stands for on C.S. Lewis.
Yeah, and you'll win the two tickets. Tickets. Give us a call at 788-0990. Or 877-WLEE-990. Also, we have another contest. If you go to The Book Show at www.thebookshow.com, we're giving away a Rocket ebook.
And they're great.
Yeah, they are. And
it's a nice backlit thing. It's about the size of this book of The Vestige here, 6x9, roughly. It's backlit. You can store books in there. I think I've got about 20 books in mine right now. If you're going on vacation, it's awesome. You can take it on an airplane with you, take it to the beach. Just sit and read the book and just page through and page through. You can bookmark things, highlight things. It's just fantastic.
And if you want to enter that contest, you have to go to thebookshow.com, and there's a button that says contest. Click that and register. And it's a monthly contest, so at the end of this month, we'll choose the winner.
Every month we'll have a new contest. I think next month after that we're giving away an MP3 player and then another Rocket ebook the following month.
That's right. Tim Graves is going to be our guest. And
we hope.
He's
late. He's 5 minutes late.
He is. Maybe he's got butterflies.
Very well could be. We had him last week.
That's right. This is probably going to be one of his first radio interviews. A lot of authors who are getting started have butterflies when it comes to promoting their book.
Well, and it's one of the toughest things to do.
Getting interviewed is not easy.
Yeah, so we're going to take a short break in a minute here, a few seconds, and once we come back from the break, we'll talk about what it's like to go through to promote your book once you get it. So
we'll be right back. WLEE Hot Talk 990, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jack.
Welcome to The Book Show. This is our second show ever. To first-time listeners, welcome. If you want to give us a call, 788-0990 or 877-WLEE-990. And we have a trivia question if you want to win two tickets to Jimmy's 2. The question is, what are the given names concealed by the initials of this one author now, C.S. Lewis? What is C.S. stand for? The other one was J.D. Salinger, but somebody got that already.
With Jerome David.
Jerome David.
Okay.
Jerome David.
Okay, let's see. We got a caller on the line here. And you're on.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Tim Graves.
Hey, great. Good to hear you.
Hey.
Tim, how are you?
You're live on the radio.
Wow, neat. Amazing how that happens, huh?
Modern technology.
Yeah.
I hope you weren't cut off there by previous callers getting busy signals.
Oh, that's all right. It happens.
Okay. Well, you're the author of The Vestige, and we just played the first chapter. Were you listening to it online by any chance?
Did I listen to it online?
Yes.
No, actually, I didn't listen. So I have a little trouble with my computer, so I wasn't able to get on there. But
oh, okay. Because we played the first chapter.
Yeah, I actually haven't actually heard the audio version of it, but few snippets I have heard. It was great. It sounded great.
Well, you're the author. Why should you have to listen to it?
Yeah, right.
Well, we were talking just before we took a short break there about how difficult it is to promote your book. But before we get there, why don't you give us a little bit of history? How did you come up with the idea for writing The Vestige?
Well, the idea, it was kind of it was kind of interesting. I was thinking about writing a novel, and I just asked myself, you know, what would be something that would be really, you know, fun and captivating for the modern day audience? Something that would be different from conventional films. There's so many different great films out there, and how do you actually write something that people will find fresh and new when there's so many talented scriptwriters and everything? And I just thought, well, what was a great film that people really enjoyed? And the first thing that came to mind was kind of, you know, the Indiana Jones films and people's fascination with archaeology. So I thought, hey, you know, if you could take archaeology and kind of combine it with sort of an action type twist, kind of like a Steven Seagal flick, and you fuse the two, you know, that would be kind of a neat thing to do. So I thought, you know, hey, why not give that a shot and see what happens? And you know, we've got a really positive response, and I'm really grateful for that. And but I really think that this type of story about an archaeologist and the quest for an ancient relic and kind of the bad guys with kind of modern high-tech weaponry, kind of like a thriller type story, I really thought that would kind of captivate the audience. And hopefully it's done so far, and hopefully it will continue to do so. But
Tim, I'm curious. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing, Tim? First time we've spoken.
Yeah, first time actually. yeah.
Finally, good to put a voice next to the name.
Yeah.
A lot of we have authors that are listening, aspiring authors that are listening, and one of the most difficult things for authors is the actual process of writing a book. And you know, I guess every author has their own style, their own process of writing.
Sure.
What was yours? How did you write it?
Well, that's a good question, Alex. For me, what I basically did was you know, a lot of people just think, hey, I want to sit down and write a book. It's something I've always wanted to do, and it's going to be real easy. And I'm just going to sit down on my computer and just kind of type it out. But it really doesn't work that way. At least it didn't for me. I had to actually do quite a bit of research and, I'd say a good 700 to 800 hours just trying to get the, you know, standard novel construction technique and grammar and all this stuff and really try to dig into it and figure out, you know, what works and what's going to entertain the reader, because there's no point writing stuff if you're trying to sell it, if it's not going to entertain. You know, that's the whole point of writing a book, is to entertain the audience. And
right.
Now, in your research, I'm not sure where I read it or might have heard it from your dad when I had talked to him. You had gone actually overseas to research. Was it actual locations and places?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. I went to London and I went to Paris, and at the time I was trying to figure out where I wanted to set the book. And you know, I'd read some Ludlum, and I've read a few other types of international thrillers, and I thought, you know, London and Paris really works just because, you know, people have a captivation with, you know, big cities, first of all, but also foreign cities, particularly, you know, Paris with its romantic appeal, et cetera. So I thought, you know, hey, why not set it here in Paris, partly in Paris and London, and then we need somewhere else so it'd be a little more exotic, so I chose Jerusalem. I didn't actually go to Jerusalem, but... So I ended up doing research and stayed at a friend's place right on the Boulevard Saint-Michel right there in Paris, and just walked around and checked out the sites and stuff and kind of absorbed it all, and then tried to gather all this sensory detail and stick it in the book, and it came out pretty well.
I think
it came out well. I don't know.
I think it did. When I read the book, I actually felt like I was there when I was going through London Airport and the whole action. I don't want to give away what happens in the book. But the whole action events and them escaping and what they went through, you felt like you were there. You gave the right detail, enough to give me a good fixture of where I was, but you left enough to the imagination where I could, you know, actually picture what was happening as I was reading it.
Right, that's great.
You did the research then, and I assume you may have had hundreds of pages of notes.
Yeah, I had notes. I had internet printouts, sheaves of internet printouts. I actually interviewed an archaeologist online who did actual work there in Jerusalem, just to make sure I got the texture of the tunnels right and everything. And I actually interviewed two archaeologists, one in person and one via the internet, two biblical archaeologists. And that really helped me a lot. Otherwise, I would have just, you know, some of the detail, I just wouldn't have been able to pull it off, because we're dealing with specific archaeological stuff.
Right. Now,
and it's a little challenging subject.
Tim, I'm curious, do you have any formal training to be a writer?
Well, you know, formal, you know, what is formal training?
Do you have a degree in
creative writing? No, I don't have a degree. That's what I did do is I picked out about, I guess, about 10 of the top novel construction books, if you will, nonfiction books by one guy's a professor at Berkeley, another guy was a Pulitzer Prize-winning guy, and basically just, you know, just read and assimilated all that data and tried to figure out, you know, try to work on it from there. And one thing I noticed was that you really, when you're writing, you really have to study the type of genre that you want to write, because,
right,
I mean, if you're trying to write something and you're not really thorough, you know, with this particular type of book you're trying to write, you know, it's not going to work if you've got, like, you know, you want to incorporate terrorists and action, but then you want to do a sci-fi thing and throw in a little romance, you know.
In other words, passion.
You don't
want
to have like 85 different genres, you know, that you got in one book.
Well, you got a few. Yeah, Tim, I've read through. You do have a couple different. I mean, there is some romance in this book.
Right,
there's a little
right.
science fiction in this book. You did well at putting it together.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Are you any of those characters?
Am I any of those characters? You know, I've been accused by my father that I might actually be a little bit of, in some ways, Jake, because sometimes, you know, I have a little Jake in me. And sometimes I have a little McCord in me, too. You know, I'm a nice guy, but if people want to get in my face, I'll get back in their face. So, I mean, I guess that helps kind of, you know, write those characters.
All right, hold on, Tim. We're going to continue.
Tim, we're going to be right back. This is WLEE Hot Talk 990. We're going to be right back with Tim Graves. Be back in a minute.
You can't judge honey by looking at the bee.